And all above there lay a salt tree, on which he made a night's melody, so sweetly that all the chamber rung, and Angelus ad Virginem he sung. Geoffrey Chaucer wrote those lines in his Canterbury Tales. They come from the Miller's Tale, and they tell of a young clerk called Nicholas, who was obviously a good musician. Angelus ad Virginem was a popular medieval carol with a strong, lilting rhythm that made it suitable for singing out of doors, on processions and on pilgrimages. There's every chance that Chaucer's pilgrims would have sung it on their way to Canterbury. It tells the story of the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary and inviting her to become the Mother of God. As we approach the end of Advent, our thoughts turn more and more to Mary, who is soon to give birth to the long-awaited Saviour. Our Gospel readings on the fourth Sunday of Advent help us to focus on the child in Mary's womb. Mary replied to the angel, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." With those words, she accepted in joyful obedience the role that God had designed for her in his great plan for the salvation of the world. The mystery of the Annunciation has inspired painters and musicians for centuries. One of my favourite Advent carols tells the story using the music of an old folk melody from the Basque region. The words are by a rather eccentric Anglican priest called Sabine Baring Gould, who was rector of Lew Trenchard in Devon at the turn of the 20th century. He also wrote Onward Christian Soldiers, set to music by Sir Arthur Sullivan. That's a hymn you don't hear too often these days, but his other famous hymn, The Angel Gabriel, is still popular with English-speaking congregations the world over. It captures perfectly the mood of joyful expectation that marks these last days of Advent.